Recorded Books and RB Digital present Untouchable by Jane Ann Krentz. Narrated by Amanda Lee Cobb. Chapter 1. 15 years earlier. She was 14 years old and sleeping in yet another bed. The little house on Marygold Lane looked cozy and welcoming from the street. Lots of curb appeal, as the real estate agents like to say. But she had decided that she would not be there for long. Every few weeks, when she got tired of life on the streets, she checked into the foster care system long enough to take some hot showers and score some new tennis shoes, or a new pair of jeans, or a new backpack. She had figured out early on that a backpack was essential to survival on the streets. The one she'd picked up last month had a large rip in it, thanks to the junkie with the knife who had tried to steal it. The junkie was no longer a problem, but the wounded pack had to be replaced. She rarely stayed in a foster home for more than a few days. Sooner or later, there were issues. This time, the problem would be the husband. His name was Tyler. She had privately labeled him Tyler the Creep. She had seen the way he looked at her 2 days ago when she arrived with her ripped backpack containing all her worldly possessions, a few clothes, a hairbrush and a toothbrush, and the battered copies of Winnie the Pooh and the house at Pooh Corner. Initially, she'd not been concerned, merely inconvenienced. She could handle Tyler the Creep, but it meant that she could not go to sleep at night. Creeps like Tyler had a lot in common with roaches. They came out after dark. The situation, however, had gotten a lot more complicated that afternoon when the social worker had arrived on the doorstep with another foster kid. The girl's name was Alice. All she had with her was a small rolling suitcase. She was 11 years old, and she had been orphaned when her father's private plane...